Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. So let me ask you a question. What does Guillain-Barré syndrome, cancer, autoimmune disease, and the flu have in common? Well, we're going to get to that on today's episode. So joining me today is Dr. Artis. And the information we're going to bring to you might be shocking, might be really shocking to you. For some, maybe they already know about this, but I need to tell you what all those diseases have in common. And Dr. Artis is going to break that down on today's episode. So please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com, hit the donate button, and donate whatever you feel you can donate. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. That's theambermayshow.locals.com. So I always add more information. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, Clubhub, so find me on those locations. And without any further ado, I'd love to introduce you to Dr. Artis. To the program. Thank you so much for stopping by today. I'm excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here. Amber, happy new year to you and all of your audiences and your loved ones. I hope you had a great holiday season. I just want to make sure this is clear to the audiences. This is what you need to know about why it is so important you know this information about the flu shots. All right. So the government, the CDC, this is their CDC's document. You can see at the bottom of the screen right above the Dr. Mm-hmm. Artis Show, you see the website link directly to this form. And it says cdc.gov, mm-hmm. vaccine schedule, blah, blah, blah. So at the top, you'll see in red, this is the influenza vaccines for the United States citizens 2023 to 2024 flu season, which is what we're sitting in right now. Mm-hmm. All right, this is important. I want to show, I'm going to direct people to just look at what I want them to see on the screen on these forms. So you'll see the red arrow underlined in red. This is mercury, otherwise known as thimerosal, and the dose of it in the shots. All right, so this is the flu vaccines. We're looking at one called Afluria. Remember, there's 9 different ones. The one brand named Afluria, this flu vaccine for those, I underlined it here, they recommend this for those 6 months old and older and 18 through 64 years old. They say it has 24.5 micrograms of mercury inside of that shot. Okay. Now, there's another flu vaccine called Fluzone, which is the package insert you sent me. Fluzone actually has, starting at 6 months old, they recommend this shot. It also has 25 nanograms of mercury in them. Then there's one called Flucell Vax. Starting at 6 months old, they recommend this flu shot. It also has 25 nanograms, of mercury inside the shots. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to the vaccine excipient summary, which is what you were referencing a minute ago. This is a list on the CDC's website of all the ingredients that are inside all flu shots. They are all flu shots and all shots for kids, they recommend, and adults. So this is just the flu shots, as you see on the list. It's all 9 of the flu vaccines. And now I'm going to show you something. I want you to see which flu shots it is that have mercury as a published ingredient. So here's the Afluria again. You see the word thimerosal. You see Flucell Vax, thimerosal. You see Fluzone, thimerosal. Those are 3 out of the 9 have mercury in them. Now, what's the problem with these 3 that have mercury in them? Now, remember, they're not all the same. This is why this is important. If you go to your doctor, they're going to go, you need a flu vaccine. And you're going to think they're all the same, or there's just
one. Yes, that's what I thought. Yes.
There is not just one. There's 9 different ones, and they're all different. And they all have different bad stuff in them that are going to hurt you. So let's talk about thimerosal. What do you need to know about thimerosal inside the shots? Here we go. Did you know that mercury induces inflammation in autoimmune diseases? All right, now this is a research study from 2019. All right, so let's look at this. What you need to know, Did you know human exposure to mercury leads to a variety of diseases involving numerous organ systems, including the immune system? All right. Now, Amber May, if I asked you, what is the purpose of a flu vaccine that the medical profession tells you? Do they tell you that's to boost your immune system against the flu?
Yep.
Or is it to reduce your immune system's ability to fight?
No, it's to help you not get the flu. So your body's going to fight the virus so that you have immunity against the flu.
Yeah. So do you find it odd that there are 3 of the 9 flu vaccines that have an ingredient in them like mercury that shuts down the immune system or causes diseases of the immune system?
I totally think that's crazy. I mean, now that we hear so many autoimmune people with autoimmune diseases, and now it's making a lot of sense, like where that's coming from.
Right. So Amber, read this sentence that's highlighted on the screen.
Nevertheless, there is evidence that mercury exposure in humans is linked to markers of inflammation and autoimmunity. Wow.
So this is why it's important, I think, for people to understand there's different types of flu vaccines, mm-hmm. and you might want to ask your doctor if they looked at you, Amber, and said, you need a flu shot, and you had the knowledge we're about to give you, and you went like this, okay, doc, thanks for telling me that. I appreciate you telling me that, because truly they're probably looking out for your best interest or their
own. Yes, probably.
But if they're genuine, you could say, thank you for telling me I need a flu shot. Which ones are you offering me in this clinic? Because there's 9 different ones. Which one are you offering? In fact, your MD will probably not know there's 9 of them when you say this. He's immediately going to know you know more than he does. But what you want to know is you want to know from him, which one are you telling me I should get? And he may go, well, what are your concerns about the other ones? And you can go, look, have your little booklet, have my presentation. You can go like this. Well, I know that 3 of them have mercury in them that cause autoimmune disease, and I don't want autoimmune disease. So can I make sure those aren't the ones you have here? Right? Isn't that a more powerful conversation than just saying, yeah, just inject me with whatever you got, man. I don't care. Mm-hmm. All right. So you should ask your medical doctor. If they tell you it's flu Celvax or Afluria or the flu mist one, you should ask. Whichever of these have mercury in them, you should ask your medical doctor if autoimmune disease is right for you.
They don't say those in the commercials on TV.
That's right.
Ask your doctor if autoimmune disease is right for you.
All right, Amber, I want you to read the last sentence of this summary of this mercury causes autoimmune disease paper.
This is supported by experimental animal model studies, which can convincingly demonstrate the biological plausibility of mercury as a factor in the pathogenesis of autoimmune disease.
Now, the word pathogenesis, I don't want to throw off the audiences, means disease process. And I want to tell you that, like lawyers who are very picky about words they use for legal reasons, so do scientists. So I want to go back to the sentence. It reads, this is supported by experimental animal model studies, which convincingly demonstrate, not haphazardly demonstrate or sometimes show, no, convincingly demonstrate the biological plausibility that mercury is a factor in the disease process of autoimmune diseases. Now, Amber May, do you know how many autoimmune diseases there are in America now?
Nope. 200.
200? So now we know mercury can create 200 different autoimmune diseases.
Oh, geez.
Great. Which one is right for you? Which one do you want? All right. So major conclusions of this mercury study. Although subtle differences exist, the inflammatory and autoimmune responses elicited by mercury exposure in humans and experimental animal models show many similarities. So when they're doing human trials, animal trials, they're identical. They're all developing autoimmune disease. Just in case you're wondering if it's different for animals and humans. Pro-inflammatory cytokine expression. By the way, COVID, they always said, was a cytokine storm in the lung. Read this. Pro-inflammatory cytokine storms, lymphoproliferation, which is growth of lymph nodes, autoantibody production, autoimmune disease, and nephropathy. Do you know what that is?
Kidneys?
Kidney failure. Are what kind of outcomes?
Common outcomes.
Okay. So now we got cytokine storms, like COVID's lung problem, supposedly, lymphoproliferative, increased lymph node diseases, autoimmune diseases, and kidney failure are common outcomes of mercury exposure in humans.
Whoa.
Ask your doctor if cytokine lung issues are right for you, enlarged lymph nodes are right for you, if kidney failure is right for you, and if autoimmune disease is right for you when they tell you need a flu vaccine.
Now, when you're trying to build your immunity, is it normal for your lymph nodes to be inflamed like they're talking about here? Is that a normal thing?
No, I'm going to show you actually.
Okay.
That's a great question because for me, when I was starting this research here, this is where it starts for me when I was researching this last month. I was very curious about how they define lymphoproliferation. And because I wanted a clear understanding so I could teach my audiences what they mean by that. And it is very different than what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
And I'm about to show you and your audiences. And you might enjoy this, by the way. All right. So general significance, read at the bottom. Mercury exposure likely contributes to the pathogenesis or disease process of autoimmunity. I just want to hammer this home. Mercury causes autoimmunity. Mercury's in 1/3 of all the flu vaccines.
Mercury's in many of the childhood vaccines too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. This is just a flu shot, which every baby starting at 6 months old is supposed to get every year for the rest of its life. All right. So let's continue in this. Exposure to all forms of mercury, including elemental, organic, and inorganic, can lead to a variety of diseases involving numerous organ systems. Ask your doctor if numerous organ system diseases are right for you. All right, here we go. Mercury chloride elicits in lab tests lymphoproliferation in large lymph nodes in guinea pigs, rats, and rabbits and mice, consistent with human studies. So they already know this happens in human studies. So lymphoproliferation comes up again in this study. And I was like, I really got to get my head around this, right? Mm-hmm. What is that? All right, so I just want to remind you here, although subtle differences exist, the inflammatory and autoimmune responses elicited by mercury exposure in humans and experimental animal models show many similarities. So what happens to animals happens to humans. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
So when above this little thing I put on the slide, you see it says above there, mm-hmm. mercury chloride elicits in lab studies lymphoproliferation in guinea pigs, rats, rabbits, and mice. It's also similar in humans. Okay, so what is this lymphoproliferation? Mercury induces it. What is it? Understanding lymphoproliferative disorders. This is from Healthline Magazine online. This is a very reputable medical journal that MDs use all the time. What are lymphoproliferative disorders? Lymphoproliferative disorders are a group of conditions that lead to monoclonal lymphocytosis, which is abnormally high levels of white blood cells in the blood, lymphadenopathy, meaning swollen lymph nodes, like you just asked about. And it also includes bone marrow infiltration and the disruption of normal blood cell production in the bone marrow.
That sounds to me like leukemia, not leukemia.
Leukemia.
Is it leukemia? Yeah, it sounds just like that.
That you're right on it, Amber May. Here we go. We're going to keep going because they're just defining what does it look like in the body when you see this kind of disorder?
What about lymphoma? Does this have anything to do with lymphoma?
Great question. Here we go. You ready? Because we're going to keep going. Many conditions fall underneath the umbrella of lymphoproliferative disorders. Here are some examples. B-cell lymphoproliferative disorders include B-cell chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Watch this. All right. So we know mercury causes lymphoproliferation.
Yeah.
Read the top of the slide. Mercury induces lymphoproliferation. What is lymphoproliferation? An example of lymphoproliferation disorder is B-cell chronic lymphocytic leukemia. You see this? Are you following me?
Yes. Yes.
There are many underneath there. We're going to stick with this one first. Okay. This is important. I wanted to know, what does the medical profession say causes B-cell chronic lymphocytic leukemia? Isn't that a great question? I just read studies that say mercury causes it. I wanted to know, what does the medical profession say causes this type of cancer called B-cell chronic lymphocytic leukemia? So I went to the Mayo Clinic. This is their article on chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I want to know, what do they say causes it? Read this out loud, Amber May.
Doctors aren't certain what starts the process that causes chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Doctors aren't certain.
Hold up. Just read the red part.
That's what I did.
Yeah, no, you did great. All right. So I just showed you research studies that say mercury causes this disorder.
Yep.
How come the Mayo Clinic and doctors aren't certain what starts the process that causes chronic lymphocytic leukemia? Well, I can give you one example of what causes it. Mercury in flu vaccines causes B-cell chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Isn't that weird? They don't know.
Okay, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber May's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows. And you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Greg Locke, and you are listening to The Amber May Show.
Hey friends! New variants means new vaccines and even more scare tactics. You know, Dr. Peter McCullough gets asked all the time, how do I get this out of my body? Well, Spike Support Formula is the only product I've seen that contains ingredients researched to block and dissolve COVID spike protein in the bloodstream. Whether you've got the shot, you're watching research pour in about vaccine shedding, or you've had a bad bout of COVID, Spike Support is a serious concern. And while we won't truly know the extent of the devastating effects for many years, there is something you can do right now to protect yourself. Hundreds of people, vaccinated or not, have reported better mental clarity and increased energy levels. Head to twc.health/AmberMay to buy the wellness company's Spike Support formula and get back to feeling your best. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout and you will save some money. So that's twc.health/AmberMay to save some money at checkout. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. Well, yeah, they don't know because the medical school has taught them how vaccines save humanity. That's why they don't know.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I think it's time we teach our medical doctors what they don't know about their own medicine that they're telling you should take. All right, so let's go to the next one. So the medical profession, the Mayo Clinic, has no idea what causes B-cell lymphocytic leukemia. So just so you know, don't go to the Mayo Clinic if you have this disorder or leukemia because they don't know what causes it. So if they don't know what causes it, how are they going to be able to fix it? And keep this in mind. If you have a car, Amber May, and you took it to a mechanic, and the mechanic on the wall, it said, or on their website, it said, we don't know what causes car problems, but bring your cars to us anyway, would you still go?
No.
Okay, well, the medical profession is telling you, the Mayo Clinic at least is telling you, we still don't know what causes this problem. Why would you go there for help? They're not going to be able to solve it. They still don't know what causes it. Well, Dr. Artis and Amber May can tell you what causes it. Mercury causes it. And mercury is in flu shots, for example. All right, so here we go. Next one of lymphoproliferative disorders is
B-cell.
No, the next one on the screen is B-cell poly or proly. Pro-lymphocytic leukemia. So then I wanted to know, well, what does the medical profession know about B-cell pro-lymphocytic leukemia? Because I don't know anything except that mercury causes it now. So here we go. I want to know, what do they know about it? So I went to Medical News Today, what to know about pro-lymphocytic leukemia. And this article, if you look at the date, is 2023, March, it's last year. What to know about pro-lymphocytic leukemia? Causes. Read it out loud, Amber.
The onset and development of BPLL and TPLL are well researched, though much remains to be known. The cause of PLL is not yet totally understood.
All right, so the medical profession still doesn't know what causes B-cell pro-lymphocytic leukemia. And at the top of the screen, I highlighted in white the PLL of pro-lymphocytic leukemia. So you can see the cause of PLL is not yet totally understood. All right, so I just showed you, they publish in science and in literature papers, research studies that mercury in flu vaccines can cause this leukemia. But the medical profession doesn't know that. How come the medical profession doesn't know what the scientists to figure out in labs?
I don't know.
Now let's look at non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. This is an
easy
one.
That's what my uncle died from. He died at 39, and he died from being treated at the Mayo Clinic.
Yep. Now watch this. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I'm really sorry about that. It sucks. Millions of people get non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or hundreds of thousands every year, and no one is told what's caused it. Mm-mm. So non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, read to the right of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It says it's the most common type of lymphoma.
Yep.
And it is. All right. So let's look at non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is, read the top of the screen, it is a type of lymphoproliferative disorder. So I wanted to know which mercury causes. I want to know what the medical profession says causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. What causes the most common type of lymphoma? Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. American Cancer Society. Look at this. Right, researchers have found that non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is linked with a number of risk factors, but the cause of most lymphomas is not known. This is complicated by the fact that lymphomas are actually a diverse group of cancers. Mm. Hey, Amber, I showed you studies at the beginning of this presentation of one thing that can cause this type of cancer. What was it?
Mercury.
Mercury. How come the American Cancer Society, which has been around since 1913, 110 years, still has no clue?
You have done a great presentation on the American Cancer Society, and I wish everyone to go to the drartistshow.com. I think it's on your website.
It is.
About the I mean, how come they still haven't cured cancer out of all these years, right?
Yeah, this was a great presentation. I'm really glad you saw that because it was what I did at the Reawaken Tour last month in California. It was a 30-minute presentation. I've never done it before, but everyone should watch that presentation. And yes, it's at my website. Okay, great. I'm glad you watched it. That's wonderful. All right, so the American Cancer Society has been around for 110 years. They still don't even have a clue what causes the most common form of lymphoma. But now you all know watching this that mercury causes it. You know more than the medical doctors do. Now, the next lymphoproliferative disorder is called hairy cell leukemia. And I've probably read that word on my board exams 20 plus years ago, but I haven't ever talked about it since. I wanted to know, what does the medical profession know about hairy cell leukemia? Because I don't know anything. What about hairy cell leukemia? This is Yale medicine. You ever heard of Yale?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's Yale University. What causes hairy cell leukemia? Read that out loud, Amber May.
Doctors aren't sure what causes hairy cell leukemia. Isn't that great?
All right, so doctors aren't sure what causes hairy cell leukemia. All right, great. So if you have hairy cell leukemia, doctors still don't know what causes it. So you should stop going to medical doctors and go find someone else because they don't know. So I can tell you what causes it. Mercury causes it. At least that's only one thing, one poison. In the flu vaccines that we know can cause hairy cell leukemia. But your medical doctors don't know that. It's very odd to me that they don't know. All right, so now let's go to what's the next B-cell lymphoproliferative disorder that mercury causes. It's called splenic lymphoma with villous lymphocytes. Do you know what splenic is?
No.
Splenic is a weird word for the spleen. So it's a spleen lymphoma. The spleen is an organ on the left side of your abdomen, underneath your ribs, by your pancreas. That is the largest lymph node in the human body. So it has the big time job of supporting your immunity by removing toxins, identifying infections, destroying your red blood cells so your body can replace it with new ones, keeping your iron levels and red blood cell levels normal. So I wanted to know, what about spleen cancer? What does the medical profession know what causes spleen cancer? And here is splenic marginal zone lymphoma. Now read this out loud.
Causes of splenic marginal zone lymphoma are mostly unknown. Wow.
Okay, great. So they still don't know what causes this spleen cancer either, which is odd to me that the medical profession, it's been around for over 100 years, still has no clue what causes this. You know what? I think, Amber May, medical doctors should probably read research studies like Dr. Artis does, because it tells you what the scientists have figured out causes splenic lymphoma. But your medical doctors don't know. All right. So look under the, I put in blue at the top of the screen. Well, MDs, flu shots contain mercury that cause all of these B-C lymphomas. So we're going to now go to the next beta cells, B-cell lymphomas is what that's abbreviated for. All right, so now mercury causes, we're going to continue with lymphoproliferative disorders because there's more than just the B-cell ones. So this is a continuation of the Healthline article. Whoa. The next diseases caused by mercury are called T-cell disorders. The first one listed under T-cell is short for thymus cell. B cells, B is short for bone cells. All right, so T cells is thymus. That's an organ right behind your sternum. T cell disorders include Sézary syndrome. I had never even heard of this, but if you read to the right, it says it's an aggressive form of a subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma called cutaneous T cell lymphoma. So Sézary syndrome, I've never heard of, but this is a cancer that they diagnose people with. I wanted to know, what does the medical profession say causes this? Because I've never even heard of it. All right, so here's Medline Plus, a very reputable online medical database. Sézary syndrome. I want you to read what they write, Amber May.
The cause of Sézary syndrome is unknown. Wow.
Wow, that's crazy. I already showed the whole world in the beginning of Amber May's podcast that mercury causes Sézary syndrome. But the medical profession has no clue.
No.
Isn't that weird to you?
Yes, now, it is.
Now let's go to the next T-cell disorder called T-cell pro-lymphocytic leukemia. I was like, okay, this is an extremely rare and aggressive cancer characterized by out-of-control growth of mature T-cells. Okay, well, I wanted to know, what does the medical profession say causes T-cell pro-lymphocytic leukemia?
I bet they don't know.
Maybe. Let's see. Let's see if this same trend continues. Healthline's article, What to Know About T-Cell Leukemia. Read it out loud.
T-cell leukemia is a very aggressive type of leukemia. On average, people with TPPL live about 20 months after diagnosis. Wow, how sad.
Keep going.
And hasn't changed significantly in over 30 years, even as newer and better treatments have become available. That's even worse.
Hold up. How is it? How can you call these better treatments when it still hasn't changed?
Right.
This exactly. hasn't changed in 30 years, even with newer, better treatments. Well, what makes them better if they're not working? It's weird. How about you just say our efforts still suck?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's keep going. What do they say here? Leukemic, chronic T-cell lymphocytic leukemia. This is on cancer.net. We're still on the same disease. I want you to read the second red line.
I can't read it. It's too
small. It reads, however, most often the cause of leukemia is not known.
Wow.
All right. So again, they still don't know what causes any of these T-cell lymphomas. Well, I'll just tell you, mercury does it. They tell you it does it. All right. So now let's go to what's the next T-cell disorder they say is caused by mercury? Adult T-cell leukemia lymphoma. So I was like, okay, great. Let's see what they know about that one. What does the medical profession say causes adult T-cell leukemia lymphoma? What is T-cell lymphoma? This is a very reputable company, verywellhealth.com. What are the causes of this disease? I'll read it for you. The exact trigger of this change in the DNA is often unknown, but some theories exist. Okay, great. Well, I can tell you that mercury does it because scientists told you that it does it in animal and studies. Now, notice anything missing from the list to the left. They put a list of what they believe are causes. Ready?
These are mercury.
You'll see exposure to ultraviolet light, chemical exposure, radiation exposure, viral infections, bacteria, stress, poor diet, spontaneous or inherited factors.
They don't have mercury on there.
Notice mercury isn't one of their theories. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
All right. Now let's keep going because there's another one under T-cell disorders. Mercury, which induces this type of disease called large granulated lymphocytic leukemia. It is a slow-growing type of leukemia that starts in T-cells is what it says. Great. Well, what does the medical profession say causes this large granular lymphocytic leukemia? Causes and risk factors on Medical News Today. Read it out loud, Amber May.
Scientists do not fully understand the cause of LGL leukemia.
Oh, my God. Why the hell do we go to these people? None of them even have an answer for any of them so far. All right. So if you have B-cell lymphomas or T-cell lymphomas, your medical doctors have no clue what causes it. So you might as well stop going there. Stop looking there. They don't have a clue. You might as well start doing stuff in your own life personally, like change your diet, start exercising, get sunlight, whatever, travel. Do something different because they don't have a clue what to do. They don't even know what causes it. All right. Now, this continues. Lymphoproliferative disorders caused by mercury also include natural killer cell disorders. Your immune system has natural killer cells that kill viruses, pathogens, you name it. The first listed natural killer cell disorder is called aggressive natural killer cell leukemia. It is a rare leukemia that develops in natural killer cells. Produced by your bone marrow. All right, here we go. What does the medical profession say causes aggressive natural killer cell leukemia? This is Sirius. This is an article titled Aggressive Natural Killer Cell Leukemia, a brief overview of its gene landscape, histological features, which are your symptom features, and current management. Great. Let's see what they say causes this one. Etiology is the development of a disease. So what does it come from? Etiology, the study of causes or origins. I just want y'all to have a definition for this word. The study of causes or origins. So underneath the section, aggressive natural killer cell leukemia, etiology, what causes this thing? Read it out loud.
The exact etiology of ANCL remains poorly understood because it's an extremely rare entity. Great. Okay, now what does the second line say about Epstein-Barr? Because almost everybody in America has Epstein-Barr.
That's right. So it says the Epstein-Barr virus seems to play an important role in the disease process of this malignancy, this disease, and is thought to be one of many factors responsible for its aggressive nature.
Wow.
It is postulated, another word for postulated means theorized, that the Epstein-Barr virus aids in neoplastic NK natural killer cells in avoiding activating cytotoxic T cells that help destroy cancer cells. So now look, it reads the very next sentence after the number 16. It says, surprisingly, there are a few cases of Epstein-Barr virus negative aggressive natural killer cell leukemia that have also been reported. So they see this disease with people that don't even have Epstein-Barr. So when they say that's not understood, they still don't know what causes this. They're just theorizing. We think it's Epstein-Barr, but we see it also without Epstein-Barr. So we don't really have a clue. So they still don't have a clue. Well, I can tell you, mercury causes this disease. They actually published that. They know it does that.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, you with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20, maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hey, this is Dr. John Diamond from America Unhinged. You are watching The Amber May Show.
Hey, friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So now let's go to the last of the natural killer cell disorders that we know is published to be caused by mercury. Mercury induces, at the top of the screen, mercury induces lymphoproliferation. A type of lymphoproliferative disorder is natural killer cell disorders. An example of one diagnosed by medical doctors is the last red box on the screen, chronic lymphoproliferative disorders of natural killer cells. What does that mean? It means it's a sustained increase in mature natural killer cells for longer than 6 months without a clear cause. I didn't even have to go look to see what the medical profession knows about this one. Why? The definition is, if we see an increase in mature natural killer cells for longer than 6 months without a clear cause, we call it this. Okay, so they still don't even know what causes that. Well, I can tell you, mercury does it. You might want to go looking for mercury and start detoxing mercury, people. Mm-hmm. Remember, mercury causes lymphoproliferation. Mercury induces lymphoproliferation. Understanding lymphoproliferative disorders, the Healthline magazine, what causes it? Often the underlying cause is not known. To just summarize, they don't know what causes these things. But mercury does it. And mm-hmm. mercury is found inside your flu shots. Now, mm-hmm. this is a graph off of the internet, off of a government website. And it shows to the left, I'm going to go to the next screen. And as I go, you're going to see me highlight things in red. What they're showing here is a timeline of when you inject mercury chloride or any form of mercury into the human body, what does it do? And at the bottom, you'll see they're measuring the time in days. What happens after we inject a little bit of mercury? What happens when we inject it? By day 1, day 7 to 14, and day 28 along that line. Well, I want you to focus on day 7 through 14 for fun.
And if I could really quick, 28 is significant because if you go to the package insert on the FDA website for the flu vaccine, they only test it for 28 days. And this is one of the longer versions of vaccines that they test for. There's vaccines that were only tested for 5 days on babies, the hepatitis B vaccine. So that's why the 28 days is significant. So people think there's these long testing processes before they roll out these vaccines, and that's not true.
Well, yeah, well, let's just talk about that. Let's go back to right next to the time of days that I have an arrow far left. Mm-hmm. You'll see less than 1 day is the first mm-hmm. measurement. And I want you to go straight up from there in the yellow part of the graph. I want you to read top left in the yellow. What are the first words that happen within day one?
Cell death. Oh, my gosh.
All right. So I skipped that only because y'all need to see what happens by day to 7 to 14. But I want y'all to see that with less than a day, cells start dying in the human body due to mercury exposure. Now, I want you to go all the way to 7 to 14 where the blue arrow is top right in the screen. It's pointing at an abbreviated box of blue. It stands for auto AB is what it reads. Mm-hmm. Do you know what auto AB stands for?
Nope.
Amber May? Auto AB stands for autoimmune antibodies.
Ooh.
So this is where you're developing autoimmunity is by day 7 through 14 after mercury has been injected. So as quick as 2 weeks or a week, you can develop an autoimmune disease and be diagnosed with an autoimmune disease after a little bit of mercury is injected into a body. You will see above the blue box, you will see the abbreviations ANA, ANOA, and polyclonal AB. AB stands for antibodies. ANA, by the way, is anti-nucleic antibodies. That is the number one marker medical doctors look for in your blood to tell you you have an autoimmune disease. That's all they're looking for. It doesn't tell you what autoimmune diseases you have. It just says you have autoimmune antibodies attacking your own tissue. That happens within 7 to 14 days of any mercury coming into your body. Now, I want to keep going. They also publish in the red area that immune deposits in the kidneys. And in the blue box, this says pathology. This is when kidney disease is actually defined. By day 28, kidney failure is known to occur due to mercury poisoning. Now, this is important. Amber, have you ever heard of dialysis before?
Yeah, I was a dialysis tech in college.
Okay. Do you know how common dialysis is in America?
Not really. I just know we had a lot of clinics, so I imagine it's a lot.
It is massive. Do you know who was the primary investor in all dialysis clinics worldwide?
No.
Who figured out kidney failure was going to be a massive problem with the baby boomers because of drugs and vaccines. And then the birth of the industry called dialysis happened. It was Warren Buffett.
Wow.
Warren Buffett is the man who invested and created dialysis clinics.
Wow. Well, without dialysis clinics, you are terminal. You're done. You cannot live. So that's like a life support mechanism. It's cleaning your blood from the toxins. You can't urinate anymore. So if you don't get dialysis, you will die. So,
and Amber, those of you who develop kidney failure that leads to dialysis requirement, how much impact does being on dialysis for life, how much time and how much of your life is affected by going on dialysis?
Oh, a lot of times. The average patient will be on 3 hours every other day, and you have to limit how much you drink. You cannot have very much meat. So your diet significantly is impacted. When you go on vacation, you have to coordinate with the social worker on your dialysis treatments. You cannot miss your dialysis treatments at all. You cannot miss them. It could cause more heart problems. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So yeah, it's not an easy disease to have.
Nope. All right. So if you're wondering why so many people are developing kidney failure and going on dialysis, you might want to know that mercury injected in any amount is published to cause kidney failure within 28 days. So when you go to your medical doctor and they say, hey, Mary, you need a flu shot, you should have the knowledge to look at them and go, well, which ones do you have here that you're wanting me to get? Because I don't want the ones with mercury in them if you don't want kidney disease, autoimmune disease, or any of those lymphoma or leukemia cancers, right? Wouldn't you like to be able to say, I don't want any of those injected into me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I paid attention to Amber May and her show. I learned all about it. So this is important. All right. So just remember, mercury is inside of these three named flu vaccines, Afluria, Fluzone, and there's one other one. It's called Flucelvax. All right. So that wraps up the mercury part because that's all I wanted to do. I thought cancer, autoimmune disease, and kidney failure were enough to say, I don't want that. But you can ask your doctor if having mercury and a flu shot injected inside of you, ask them if autoimmune disease, kidney failure, and cancer are right for you. See what he says. He might go, of course I don't want you to get that. And then say, well, then why do you tell me to get the flu shot that has the mercury in it? That's weird. And then educate them. Now, this is what's called the vaccine excipient summary on the CDC's website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm just reviewing here which ones have the thimerosal in them. So it's these three, Fluzone, Flucelvax, and Afluria. And for those of you at home, if you want to screenshot the screen, you now have a really awesome tool to have a very confident conversation with your medical professional who's saying you need flu vaccines. And even if you don't know anything else, at least you should know now, I don't want cancer, autoimmune disease, or kidney failure. And these three, I'm going to avoid to try to avoid those diseases.
And we already talked about Guillain-Barré, and we also talked about Bell's palsy. So that is something else that you can get with the flu shot.
Amen to that. Ask them if polio is right for you.
Yeah, exactly. And
here we go. I want to stay here real quick. Hold on.
This is
the contraindications and precautions for the use of influenza vaccines. Okay. This is a document on the CDC's website where you as the patient either know you should not get the flu vaccine if you have these issues, or you should talk it over with your doctor and discuss, is it still something you should do? Because we need to talk about this. Watch this. This is so crazy. These are just flu vaccines. It says here, you might want to reconsider if you have a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome within 6 weeks of receipt of a flu vaccine. And that's, okay, I just want y'all to know, if you had polio as a reaction for any length of time, being paralyzed after a flu shot in the past, why would you ever do it again?
Right.
If you have a history of it, listen, they're not calling it a contraindication. This is in the precaution section. You should just be warned that we might want to talk about it. You know, have you had Guillain-Barré syndrome before after getting a flu shot? Oh my God. Have you been paralyzed before by getting a flu shot? Okay. Well, do you want to talk about the flu shot before I give it to you? This is what they're saying. Well, let's look at the next type of flu vaccine. Now the first one is a egg-based IIV4 type of vaccine.
Does that mean that they have created this vaccine inside of some type of egg?
Yes, these are actually grown. They used to be made in chicken eggs. Now they're grown in snake eggs.
Oh, snake eggs, back to snakes.
Yep. And in fact, if y'all don't know that, you can look up documentaries on YouTube. There's what are called snake egg villages in China. And that's what they're for. They just collect eggs from snakes for the pharmaceutical industry to make vaccines. And 90% of all vaccines in America come from China.
Yes, that's true.
All right. Now here's the next form of flu vaccine. It says here, if you have a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome within 6 weeks of this flu vaccine, this type of flu vaccine, we might want to talk about getting a different one. Let's look at the, there's only four types of flu vaccines. There's nine different brands. There's only four different types. All four types have this exact same warning, which I find interesting. If all of them have a concern to discuss whether or not you've been paralyzed in the past with this kind of flu shot, maybe we shouldn't give you this one. Or maybe you should think about it. All right. So history of Guillain-Barré syndrome with the recombinant influenza virus vaccine. And now let's go to live attenuated influenza virus vaccine. This is the fourth kind. It also has the exact same warning. If you've taken this kind of flu vaccine before and you were paralyzed within 6 weeks of receiving it, we should talk. But you should still get it. But we should talk. So I just want y'all to know when.
And remember, they only tested it for 28 days, right? So the fact that they even have this information 6 weeks after the shot is crazy to me, because they only test for 28 days.
Yep.
And so much can happen after the shot within weeks, months, years of getting a shot. So, but they only test for 28 days.
That's exactly right. And so with this live attenuated influenza virus, this is important. All of the other ones have a very short precautions list. There's only two bullet points on each of them, or three.
Fevers.
Most of them have two or three. But you'll see history of Guillain-Barré syndrome in every single one of them. Mm-hmm. However, this live attenuated influenza virus, the fourth version, it says if they have a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome, y'all should talk. You've been paralyzed before, we should talk. But then it says this. Oh, sorry. We won't go into this. We'll let you do it. But I have a whole section on Guillain-Barré syndrome and what happens to people. And then I want to show you this. This is a organization called the Foundation International for Guillain-Barré Syndrome, GBS. Online, they actually have these articles. And we should just read these out loud. Risk of Guillain-Barré Syndrome after vaccination is at the medical journal called Eurosurveillance. On Wiley Medical Journal Online, they have an article titled Patient's Attitude Towards Vaccination After Being Paralyzed, called Guillain-Barré Syndrome. The next one is the Infectious Disease Society of America. They have two articles referenced here. The first one is Guillain-Barré Syndrome Following Influenza Vaccines Affords Opportunity to Improve Vaccine Confidence. Oh, really? Let's change that title. The flu shots are paralyzing people. We should stop using them.
Mm-hmm.
The next article reads Guillain-Barré Syndrome After High-Dose Influenza Vaccine Administration in the United States. I just want y'all to know, they absolutely know people are being paralyzed by the flu vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
They call it Guillain-Barré syndrome. It is not normal. If you want to go watch my first What's Wrong with the Flu Vaccines at thedrrshow.com, I show this lady's story. This lady got a flu shot. Well, actually, she doesn't say flu shot. She develops Guillain-Barré syndrome, and then she's in the hospital for over a year on life support, and then is able to go home. She is still not normal 2 years later, but she's talking about the wonderful help the hospital gave her for her Guillain-Barré syndrome. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So if you want to learn what Guillain-Barré syndrome is like, that is a published worry and side effect of the flu shot before you get it, you might want to watch her story. It's only like 5 minutes. It's horrific. You don't want those. All right, but I take the audiences through what Guillain-Barré syndrome is, what these articles talk about, what the highlights are inside of them. And just wanted you guys to get at least a review of what I was working on with my influenza shots. Was that helpful, young lady?
Oh my gosh, so helpful. Would you be able to come back and talk about part two and three and four?
Yeah, let's give the group a highlight. Okay, so there's actually four of the flu vaccines that actually have one ingredient inside of them. It's called neomycin or kanamycin. And it actually says that neomycin, kanamycin are inside of those flu vaccines. Do you know what neomycin and kanamycin are?
Mm-mm.
Those are two antibiotics. Now I have a question for you. What do antibiotics treat?
Bacterial infections.
What is the flu?
A virus.
So do antibiotics treat a virus?
No.
No. In fact, the CDC has a paper right now that says if someone is being treated for a virus and you give them antibiotics instead, it will do more harm than good. Well, that's one thing. But did you know that neomycin and kanamycin, which are antibiotics in flu shots and is given to all people when they get a bacterial infection, did you know that those antibiotics, even in small doses injected, have a published side effect to cause in all humans immediate hearing loss that is permanent.
What?
And I have all of that scientific published literature in my presentation that the two antibiotics, which do nothing to a virus, that are inside flu vaccines for a virus, that these two antibiotics in 4 out of the 9 flu vaccines cause tinnitus, leading to complete permanent hearing loss. Amber May, do you know that every 60-year-old person in America is getting the flu shot, shingle shot, pneumonia shot every single year? And do you know that those have kanamycin and neomycin in them also? And how many old people do you know have hearing aids and hearing problems?
A lot.
Ask your doctor if, when they say you need a flu shot, Mary, ask your doctor if hearing loss is right for you. Permanent hearing loss is right for you. Because that is a published, known toxic side.
Well, my husband had chronic ear infections as a kid, and he had to get tubes in his ears. And he thinks that that's probably why he has trouble hearing. But now that you say that, I wonder if it had to do with the antibiotics he was on.
All you'd have to do is go back and find out, were you on neomycin or kanamycin at all for any length of time as a kid? It doesn't matter how old you are. Children are being affected. You're seeing a lot of kids with hearing issues, tinnitus issues, deafness. How do you know it's not related to the flu vaccine you gave your kid when they were 6 months old?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
6 months old. And they publish 100% of the time those drugs cause hearing loss. Really. And they're in your flu vaccines. Interesting. All right. Well, just so you know, there's also ingredients in there. For example, there's one called formaldehyde.
Yep. Formaldehyde.
Did you know that formaldehyde is published in young people? If it's injected, it actually causes all spinal column disorders.
No, I did not know that.
Which includes scoliosis and spina bifida. These are two examples of a spinal column disorder that is published to be caused by formaldehyde, which is in 7 of your 9 flu vaccines.
And so, not just that vaccine, there's other childhood vaccines it's in too.
Yep. Formaldehyde. We're just hammering away on the flu vaccine, everything you need to know about the flu shots, because every American is told singularly, all of you from birth, starting at 6 months old and every year of your life until you're buried in the dirt of America, you. From the time you're born and walking this planet on the American soil, you have to have injected inside of you all of these toxic ingredients once a year, twice a year, every year of your life.
Isn't that what they embalm dead people with, is formaldehyde?
It is what they embalm people with. So when you're preserving tissue, you're no longer making it alive. You are fossilizing it. Okay, well, you are a living organism. You are not supposed to be fossilized or petrified, right? Is it petrified? I don't know. But you should not be permanently embalmed.
Yeah, no kidding.
Starting at 6 months old.
Right.
Pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, well, is that helpful? Did you learn anything?
Oh my gosh, yes, that was amazing. So that was a really good presentation.
So remember, Afluria, Flucelvax, and Fluzone all have mercury that causes multiple forms of cancers. Chronic kidney failure, lifelong kidney failure starting within 28 days, and autoimmune diseases by day 7 to 14, and it immediately kills cells within seconds.
Cause tinnitus.
And causes tinnitus, narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré syndrome, being paralyzed. So ask your doctor if cancer, kidney failure, leukemia, being paralyzed are right for you. When they tell you need a flu vaccine, Mary, say, I don't think so. I don't want any of this. And if you want to learn more about what other ingredients are in the other vaccines, I have part 1 and part 2 at thedrartistshow.com. You can watch those. Those were put out last month. I will be coming out, not this week, but in the following weeks, I will put out parts 3 and 4. There's just a lot of information there. And we want to make sure everybody has as much information as possible so they can make informed decisions on behalf of themselves, their children, their grandchildren, or anyone they're guardians over.
Yes.
Including themselves.
Yes, for sure. Well, I can't wait to have you back to learn more about the flu shot. So thank you so much for diving deep into this, teaching me about it, teaching other people about it. I really appreciate that. So thank you so much, Dr. Artis.
You're very welcome. God bless you. We love you too.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show. EBSRA LLC is a registered investment advisor. The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investment, or investment strategies. Investment involves risk and unless otherwise stated are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategies discussed.